This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh, yeah, debate night. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to have Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, Second Call Defense, this political thing coming up, this election thing. The founders of the United States wore wigs, or at least they did in their official portraits. The term wigs became a label for the founders' intellectual elite of highly self-educated men like Jefferson, Washington, Madison, and the others who saw themselves as English gentlemen in the New World, and who therefore insisted on the legal rights of Englishmen as well. That's what the Declaration of Independence insisted upon. When that was refused, the moral and legal basis of the American Revolution was then established. Jefferson died on July 4th, 1826, and soon after came a popular revolt, the Jacksonian Democracy. Ultimately, the Jacksonians gave rise to the greatest Jacksonian of them all, Abraham Lincoln, a great man who in the end transcended parties and constituencies at enormous cost in human pain and suffering, including his own assassination. Conservatives, we have our own Whig establishment today, people who refuse to support Donald Trump, the vulgarian, George Will, Jonah Goldberg, Paul Ryan, Bill Kristol, prominent among them. In this do-or-die election between a radical left lunatic, Clinton, and a common-sense conservative, who has a tendency to stick both feet in his mouth, clean up to his hip, Trump, our Whigs are previously sitting out the fight, and we're witnessing a breathtaking 50-50 election. And the Whigs' systematic betrayal may bring us another 4 to 8 years of Hillary Clinton, symbolic daughter of Betty Friedan, the communist. And this is for real. Check it out yourself. In the 1920s, Julian Benda wrote a vitally important book, The Treason of the Clerks, meaning the intellectual class, in which he nailed the radical left. In that time, as in ours, the biggest radical revolutionaries were safely ensconced in schools and colleges with lifetime tenures, sniping at the bourgeois taxpayers. And we have 1,000 examples of the same treacherous rabble in this country. Buffalo, Barack Hussein, Obama, Bill Clinton, and yes, Hillary Clinton are their direct spawn. It's only one small step from being an idealistic globalist to committing treason against one's nation. Our college students these days are taught that patriotism is evil and globalism is good. Radicals like Hillary live in denial that America's only real protection from a dangerous world. Hillary and her daughter Chelsea are apparently in the habit of calling their Secret Service protectors pigs, the same people who have volunteered to put their bodies on the line when some assassin goes for their charges. The least these Clinton women could do would be, show a little bit of respect and gratitude. But they aren't made that way. Is Hillary Clinton still a leftist radical who came out of Wellesley College? This is the only way to explain her treacherous behavior. In Benghazi and the email leak of national security secrets and her close alliance with the most obvious Muslim Brotherhood agent in the world, Huma Abedin. What the newsies now call globalism used to be called internationalism by the Communist Party anthem, The Internationale. The fantasy dream of international peace and love captures a lot of gullible seekers. From globalism to actual treason, that's only a few steps. We know that from the idealistic Rosenbergs, who sent the Manhattan Project nuclear plans to Joseph Stalin. The Rosenbergs were very nice, idealistic liberals who felt sure that Stalin deserved his own nukes. Obama and the Clintons are also globalists like George Soros, and many a campus professor of ethnic studies. Hillary's Bachelor of Arts thesis celebrating Saul Alinsky shows the same slippery slope. From a Goldwater girl, she became a Wellesley radical feminist, Wellesley being at the time a hotbed of feminist agitation along with lesbian recruiting. That sounds innocent, doesn't it? Not when you come out with an undergrad thesis called There Is Only the Fight, as she put it. The fight is the same communist jargon as the word struggle in Marx, which is the same as Kampf in Hitler's Mein Kampf, which is the same as jihad in radical Islam. Militant war-making fanaticism is always the same. Only the labels change to keep the enemy confused. But Saul Alinsky did us the favor of defining the enemy as the American middle class. At Wellesley, Hillary was exactly the right age to be recruited by some totalitarian cult. It might have been Scientology or Jim Jones. In Nazi Germany, it would have been the Hitlerjugend. At Wellesley, it was feminist leftism, and with its rhetoric barred straight from the Communist Party USA. Betty Friedan came straight from the CPUSA, only substituting the word women for workers. And a recent article in The Atlantic makes the great confession, Betty Friedan was not a simple housewife driven to action by her own feelings of domestic captivity. Rather, she was a seasoned radical with years of experience in leftist politics. So, in other words, Hillary's heroine, Betty Friedan, was what we are now supposed to call a community organizer. In the 40s and the 50s, when she grew up on the hard left, that term was a communist organizer. Now, to her credit, Hillary, knowing what, looking down the street, she distilled the essence of Saul Alinsky in the title of her thesis, There Is Only the Fight. Single-minded fanaticism can be very powerful. When she was betrayed time and again by Bill, she might have consoled herself with the phrase, There Is Only the Fight. When she had to be dragged bodily into her Secret Service van after vapor locking, she might have thought the same thing, There Is Only the Struggle. She's elected president 3 weeks from now. She will continue Obama's fanaticism, which comes down to the same thing. Obama might call it his personal jihad. Hillary might call it her struggle for women's liberation, in spite of the massive worldwide oppression of women and children in the Muslim world. It's that kind of one-track fanaticism that can justify accepting millions of dollars from the Saudis and the Muslim Brotherhood. It allowed Hillary to take Huma into her inner circle 20 years ago, in spite of the obvious dangers. It explains her advocacy of the Libyan invasion, a country we had no quarrel with and a ruler who had agreed to take down his nuclear industry. It explains her absence on the night of Benghazi when Ambassador Stevens and his protective detail could have been rescued, but they were left to die. And it explains her sociopathic pride in the Libyan invasion, legally a crime against humanity, when she said, "We came, we saw, he died," referring to Muammar Gaddafi, who was killed in the street by being impaled anally with a knife. Back to the conservative Whig, Jonah, Bill, George, and Paul Ryan. We're seeing a flashpoint in the culture war, and you guys are on the tip of the spear. We're paying attention. We're taking notes. We're watching. Pray that Trump wins so that you guys don't stand out in the light. We'll be right back. time is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress. Looking for an edge.
Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. A outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed it is.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If Hillary Clinton has to negotiate a few steps to get her to her limo in the underground VIP parking garage at UNLV's Thomas and Mack Center tonight, the real drama may come after the debate. Following the October 9th debate, this is what is pointed out. And Dr. Ted Noel has looked at this. He said that what you see is on tape, you find her being supported by her husband, and she's also using the railing. She continues to cling tightly to the railing after Bill releases her. While she may not have had a Parkinson's freeze, as Dr. Noel suggests, the video from an ABC affiliate in Phoenix reveals what we've known for a long time. Going up and down steps is a hazardous task for this candidate. She is a sick person. This will probably be the last glimpse that we'll have of Hillary in public till election night. It'll be surrogates from here on out. Tim Kaine. And you know what? Tim Kaine, being the heartbeat away, is probably going to be the president if she wins at some point. She's gone into hiding, though you'd never know this from her media allies. Apart from two events, the day after the second debate, the candidate would be MIA from the campaign trail between October 4th and the 23rd, which is as far out as her schedule went at that point. Now it's been extended to October 30th, and she is still in seclusion. There are no events featuring her apart from tonight's debate, not even a fundraiser. Few passing references to her light schedule in the New York Times, CNN, the Boston Globe, are followed by a litany of excuses. And then, of course, attacks on Trump. The Globe story discusses her campaign events going back to August 1st and appears to include those by surrogates. But it is absolutely unprecedented for a candidate to disappear in October. Even FDR, when he was gravely ill and confined to his wheelchair, hit the campaign trail with gusto in 1944. Clearly, Hillary feels that being on camera, apart for the 90-minute debate tonight, could jeopardize her chances, and the networks are no doubt under pressure not to record her departure from the Las Vegas venue. But stay tuned after the debate. If the ABC cameras at least are in the garage, that may be your last chance to see Hillary live before November the 8th. I'm talking about how far her schedule goes out. So, you know, back in 2007, 2008, the world was very desirous of proving that it was not prejudiced. And that 49% of the people applauded the election of Obama. All of the foreign people felt that America had arrived at that enlightened moment. This would improve the world. Barack Hussein Obama was going to improve the world. 8 years later, we have violent racial divisiveness like the 1960s. We're at war with Islam, even though Obama won't admit it. We're $20 trillion in debt that we acknowledge, and the non-funded liabilities are just mounting, too. And we have more poverty than ever. Our internal violence has gone up in places like Ferguson and Baltimore. Obamacare is falling apart. Now those injured in racial violence won't even have good coverage. Why would we have ever listened to liberal and European countries? To a large degree, we have failed. We have failed ourselves. We failed America. We failed women like Kate Steinle, who is dead because of an illegal immigrant. Put one of Obama's optimistic speeches against her body. Tell the beheaded that ISIS is just the JV.
The world is worried about a Donald Trump presidency, yet anything Trump does contrary to Obama would be to our good. Obama meretriciously quotes Reagan to pretend he is strong. Only Trump is strong and defensive like Reagan. Trump is action. He is not rhetoric. He wants to build a wall in the South. He rightly said Mexico is sending up not its aristocrats, but its lowest peasants. They use coyotes to take advantage of the immigrants. Violence is proliferating. This was a known fact, but when Trump said it, he was crucified as ISIS crucifies children in Syria. The firm Brand Finance wrote that Donald Trump's xenophobic stance and protectionist rhetoric threatens to antagonize businesses and prospective foreign workers, students, and governments. There's nothing xenophobic about wanting to limit illegal immigrants. It's called love of the law. And it's about time we antagonize foreign interests. We must let them know they have no right to control our country or steal our businesses. Reagan tore that wall down. We have to tear down the wall of liberalism that is dividing the country. It is up, it is tall, it is high, it is well built. We have, you know, if you sit back and take stock at everything that's going on around you right now, for somebody like me, it's a little bit incredulous. I sit around staring at all of the things that I see, all the things I hear, reading all of the ridiculous, ridiculous headlines. First things first, Donald Trump has an ego as big as any, I don't know, field you might think of. So he has publicized pretty much everything he's ever done. So everything he's ever done is out there already. And, you know, we knew what he was. But Donald Trump did something that nobody else wanted to do because they are too establishment. Establishment is bad. Hillary Clinton is establishment. All of, you know, Jonah Goldberg, Kevin Williamson, Bill Kristol, Guy Benson, all these guys, they're establishment. They fear what he is bringing. If we can pull this off and he can win the presidency, I probably won't articulate anything for the first 2 days. I'll be too busy gut laughing. I'll be gut laughing. We'll go to break. When we come back, I'll be gut laughing some more. It'll just be 3 hours of that for about a week. But we'll be right back.
Trials. These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Think education has to be boring? Think again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Has it ever occurred to you that were Washington and politicians and all these other guys, were they to have done what the founders really envisioned, it would have been ridiculous for us to sit around going, they'll take it from my cold dead hand and, you know, come and take it, you know, that kind of stuff. You get that, right? Until 2008, for example, federal judges, which is our most elite corps of attorneys, never once had sustained a Second Amendment argument challenge to a government regulation. State courts, for their part, generally have upheld gun regulations under legal tests that practically gave legislatures a blank check. And the organized bar has lobbied for decades in favor of more restrictive controls on firearms. Although the U.S. Supreme Court finally rediscovered the Second Amendment, that was a very narrow thing. The right to keep a handgun in your home. And it did that much only by a narrow 5-4 vote. After the death of Antonin Scalia, There's very little reason to expect that the court will adopt doctrines that offer robust protection for the right to keep and bear arms. And now we come to our side. The conservative intellectuals, the ones I mentioned earlier before, that, you know, that came from Bill Buckley. He was the first. Now he was pretty strident, pretty consistent. But most of them today have offered little resistance to conventional elite opinion. Few of these pundits raise their voices against infringements of the right to self-defense, which is the core principle on which our liberal republic was founded. Some, including George Will and Charles Krauthammer, I'm sure two heroes out there in the conservative punditry, even advocate repeal of the Second Amendment so that the citizenry can be disarmed. The principal source of discomfort with the existence of the Second Amendment is this authoritarian impulse that comes so naturally to those who wield political power, either directly or through their influence over office holders, and the cowardice that such people seek to instill in those that they rule. As a crime control measure, restricting access to weapons by law-abiding citizens has been a proven failure for reasons with which our founders were quite familiar. Support for such policies is a sign either of ignorance about their effect or as, you know, a disregard for the principles on which our republic was founded. Conservatives constantly and rightly complain about the erosion of individual liberty by bureaucratic government, about the effects of the nanny state, and about the suffocating atmosphere of euphemisms and repressed resentment imposed by the political correctness police. Whatever else that we have that has contributed to the decay of America's Republican spirit, forgetfulness or ignorance about the philosophy underlying our free institutions is among the least excusable failings that public intellectuals can display. That philosophy was articulated by John Locke and William Blackstone and every one of our founding fathers. If more pundits paid more attention to their views, fewer people would think about the right to arms, it, you know, being a product of romanticism about guns or an outmoded 18th century mentality. The American right to keep and bear arms and its continuing value reflects the reality of human nature and a reasoned response to that reality. The same cannot be said for the views of conservatives who would gut or even repeal the Second Amendment. I'm going to name some guys real quick for you that I think are anti-gun. I think Glenn Beck is anti-gun. I think he's anti-gun. I think George Will is anti-gun. I think Charles Krauthammer is anti-gun. I think most of Fox News, while they may profess to be out there, you know, Sean Hannity is all the time out there talking about all the guns he owns. But I think he doesn't, you know, it's probably not like me and you going to the range with Sean out there. I think Sean, I don't really know. I'd actually have to get together with him and just pick his brain on it, just to see where he stands. I have problems with Northeastern conservatives because they are too eager to adapt the vernacular of the gun grabbers, which, by the way, I get accused of all the time for quoting them. When I quote them, I shouldn't quote our assault weapon, for example. People don't like that. Or I should go so-called or what. And you know what, to those junior producers, sorry I'm not getting it the way you want it to, doing the best I can. We're all responsible for this lack of attention to detail that our politicians, because we let them get away with it. Because we let them get away with it. And the problem is this. By not paying attention all of this time, and really this shouldn't be a problem. You know, this should not be an issue because all of this began during the Industrial Revolution, you know, after World War II and all this other stuff, when all of that was happening, when the boom was happening. People were happy. The war was over and everything, and the societal experiments began. Yay! But things were so good, nobody cared. And that's the problem. You can't ever sit back and say, well, you know, things are so good right now, I don't really care about it right now. We'll have to look at that and revisit it. Because once something happens, it's very hard to undo. If you think I'm wrong about that, go pull the trigger on a gun and go try to catch that bullet and put it back in the gun. Once something like that happens, it's very hard to undo it. So, we sit here now at a crossroads where a bunch of people are out there talking about Hillary Clinton, saying she knows what she's doing and she knows how to get things done and everything else. Hillary is going to get one thing done. She's going to enrich Hillary. We'll see a cat fight. The most entertaining aspect of a Clinton White House will be watching Chelsea Clinton and Huma Abedin go full fist fight in front of us. That will be amusing. It'll be interesting to watch her get her pound of flesh off of Bill Clinton, because this is what it's about. It's about Hillary Clinton's vindication. Why that's even a thing is beyond me. I don't even understand why we would sit here and say, well, you know, it's about this, it's about that. I don't understand how it got to be the point to where some people want to put her in place so she can be vindicated. But hey, that's neither here nor there. We stand, like I said, at this crossroads, and we can make a difference. We can make a choice, and we can, you know, if we all were to unite, we've done it before, we'll do it again. If we united behind one cause, we would be unstoppable. If the American gun owners united behind one cause, we would be unstoppable. I'm hoping that we do. I don't know. We're going to see. We're going to see. And I still have my optimism for the country. But we're going to see. We're going to see what we get. In what, about 3 weeks? Yeah, 3 weeks or so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the desk of tactical instructor extraordinaire John Farnham, also a good writer at AmmoLand.com. Talking a little bit about rifle manipulation, it seems like we may need to start thinking about technique. Learning how to get through failures and stuff such as this. The good thing about a tactical instructor like him, he goes places and they come to him and he gets to see all kinds of things. And, you know, people like Dave Spaulding and Tom Givens and Massa Yube and Frank Sharp and Manny Capelson and Jeff Chidwin and Clint Smith and Freddie Blish, they see the handling errors, which during a genuine encounter for which they train to fight in could be fatal if they are not able to get it. And that's where you want to get. You want to get to where you get it. You want to get to where you don't. You avoid the common AR rifle handling error. Errors, rather. Number one, handling error. Magazines falling out of the rifle at inconvenient moments. And I'll let you in on a little thing. I have a lot of 30-round magazines, and none of them are loaded to 30 rounds. They are all loaded to 28 rounds. Now, when you go to a class, if this is like the first rodeo, you're going to be instructed to grab the 30-round magazine with the support side hand as they would a soda can, perhaps, and smartly insert it into the magazine well, snapping it in there, you know? Then strike the bottom of the newly inserted magazine, then grab it and tug downward, trying to pull it back out. Now, if you can get it in there and it stays in place, you are good to go. You have successfully seated the magazine. It is time to go shoot it. Conversely, when it comes right back out again, it was never locked in place correctly. Left that way, it would probably fall out on its own. But even when it remains in place, it will still not feed rounds, and the shooter may thus be able to shoot the round that was already in the chamber. When the bolt subsequently cycles, he will unhappily discover that he has succeeded in rechambering air. And the most common cause of this annoying phenomenon is one too many rounds in the magazine. So many 30-round AR magazines are in reality 28-round magazines. Lots of people, including Farnham, myself, recommend that you put no more than 28 rounds in most 30-round magazines. In any event, when fully charged, no matter the magazine's ostensible listed capacity, there needs to be at least 2 centimeters of free depression on the top round. When you can't push the top round down at least 2 centimeters, remove one round and then try that again. It's got to have room to move. Number 2, attempting to fire the rifle when the manual safety lever is in the on position. That sounds funny, but it happens all the time. Western-style manual safety selector lever found on the left side of the AR's lower receivers, now universal among most currently manufactured military rifles and carbines, with the exception, of course, of the Kalashnikov. But there are others. Protocol for personal management of the safety is far from being a universal agreement. Some people, I being one of them, advocate the lever being in the off position whenever the rifle is mounted. Others want the manual safety lever to remain on until the trigger is actually in the process of being intentionally pressed. But there is no disagreement that the manual safety needs to be deliberately placed in the off position at some time prior to the rifle being intentionally fired. The problem is that some shooters forget that the manual safety is on. Then when they want to fire and thus press the trigger, nothing happens. And then they then grind their teeth, utter a few foul words, aggressively slap the manual safety lever to the off position, and attempt to fire once more, having squandered at least a couple of precious seconds. And, of course, that first shot is going to miss. So the solution is simple. However you decide to personally manage your rifle's manual safety lever, make certain it is off at the instant that you need to fire in order to save your life. Then there's your trigger hand. The middle ring and little fingers of the strong side hand being allowed to creep too high and into the area of the trigger guard, which ultimately will cause an unintentional discharge. You'll hear a lot of them telling you a lot of times, keep your trigger finger out of the, keep your trigger finger out of the trigger guard, right? Well, your other 3 fingers need to go somewhere too, and they don't need to go in the trigger guard either. Sometimes instructors forget to emphasize that the other 3 fingers need to know that place. And I've seen people firing with their middle finger, especially when they're out there trying to do one of these torture tests, see how many rounds you can put through something. Finger position errors need to be corrected immediately, no matter which fingers are involved. There are in the United States today many urban rifle and patrol rifle courses available to you. Manufacturers have these things in stock, and they're making them as fast as they can. They're selling them even faster. The new owners of these weapons need to seek out trainers like John Farnham. Whether you're in or out of uniform, and you need to get with them so that you can learn to understand what they're holding and how to keep and use those modern weapons correctly and effectively. And that can't happen fast enough. Now, along with that, you know, when you're picking out a rifle, I mean, you can look at places like SDS, BCM, LaRue, Double Star, DSA, Smith & Wesson, Anderson, Warrior Arms, Daniel Defense, SIG, LWRC, POF, RRA, LMT, Primary Weapons, M4 Precision, you know. Any of those rifles are all going to run fine. But when you start outfitting your rifle, we're very hardware-oriented here in the United States. And we're not nearly software enough oriented. No one wants to go to the gym and work out. No one wants to go to the gym and work out. So we're all, you know, we're the software. So when people load up their guns and themselves with glamorous gimmicks, looking in vain for some mechanical substitute for personal competence, In the training industry, they call this military cosplay. Cosplay translates to costume play. It's what the comic book crowd does at their conventions. They dress up like their favorite superhero or Star Wars character. Students need to understand that there's the pretend world, and then there's the real world. Now, I'll give you an example. If you want to try a real world situation, get all of your junk on, get all of your battle rattle on, and then go prone. Go prone fast. Go prone like you're being shot at. Now, it's bad enough to go prone with a single layer of magazines on your chest rig, but nowadays you have double rows with a third row of pistol magazines on front of that. You're going to look like a fishing bobber bouncing on top of water. So, right away, you will know that you're going to have to adjust that chest rig to go higher on your chest the first time you do that. Because prone is the primary position you're going to be in when you're out in the open. Look at your straps. Look at your chest rig straps. Those need to be taped up. If you draw your weapon out of your holster, your secondary weapon, and you have a strap get in it, when you shove your weapon back in it, now you have a strap. And if you move, that strap's going to dislodge your secondary weapon out of it. Pistol and rifle magazines should not be carried in the same place. Because you're going to snatch a Glock magazine trying to recharge your AR. We'll be right back. Coming up next is going to be Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. We'll carry on with the rifle stuff. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.